This is the last chapter of Adilila, and this is verse 1.
Vande svairad bhuteham tam chaitanyam yat prasadatam yavana sumanayante krishna nama prajalpaka.
Vande. Let me offer my obeisances.
Svairam.
Completely independent.
Abhuta.
And uncommon.
Iham.
Whose activities?
Tam.
Unto him.
Chaitanyam.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yat.
Of whom?
Prasadata.
By the mercy.
Yavana.
Even the unclean.
Sumanayante.
Are transformed into gentlemen.
Krishna nama.
Of the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Prajalpaka.
Taking to the chanting. Translation and purport. When he's doing this, Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even unclean yavanas. So yavanas usually, yavanas and lechas, so it can refer to some particular nation. I was surprised to discover that in Hebrew, this is what they speak in Israel, right? Hebrew. Greek is Yavana, same as in the Indian classic texts. Same, even though Hebrew is not an Indo-European language, they still have the same word. And quite a few other words are there. But also it's used in as a generic term to somebody who doesn't follow the principles of clean behavior. Even to I discovered a few days ago there was a study on how many baths people take a week, and it's still not seven baths, not every day, you know, not seven baths per week still till today. Only some portion in most countries. I mean, I thought it's already everybody, not yet. It's largely, it has largely improved over the last 50 years. 50 years ago, you were lucky if you did it once or once a week or once, twice a week. So that's, you know, considered not clean. So even unclean yavanas become perfectly well-bred gentlemen by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Such is the power of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna nama prajalpaka. It can mean by chanting, or they become clean and they are chanting all the time. Prajalpaka. Prajalpaka means talking. Talking all the time. Prajalpaka can mean talking forcefully. Prajalpaka. And it can mean that the holy name is the natural word devotees speak all the time. I once was going in a train with to Poland, so there were some people in the same compartment. So the lady said that, "Oh, my brother is a Hare Krishna devotee, one of very old Hare Krishna devotees." So, yes, I know Hare Krishna, I like Hare Krishna. And she said, once I came to your temple in Warsaw, and I saw your priest coming from the altar, and then his tray fell down with loud noise. And when it fell down, he exclaimed, "Krishna!" And she said, "I immediately understood that you people are very different." So So that's Krishna Nama Prajapaka. Yes, the first name out. I also had this experience in Vrindavan when I came there first time, 95. The riksha, no, driving, I remember, even Purnachanda Maharaj said he avoids driving. He said, I don't know what it is. Every time I drive, I get into total rajas. There's another joke that when you drive, did you notice that everybody who drives faster than you is a maniac? And everybody who's driving slower is an idiot. There was a fool of maniacs and idiots. So it's very frequent that people who are otherwise very normal, as soon as they get behind the wheel, so many words come out that usually people are surprised. You would be surprised to hear. But when I came to Vrindavan, there was a rickshawala, and there was another rickshawala almost hitting him. So he would exclaim, Radhe! 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 So I thought, in what would the taxi driver exclaim in other places? And I thought, definitely it would not be Radhe and God bless you. God bless you, God bless you. May you have good health and prosperity. Definitely not this. So I also saw the difference between the cultures. So, Krishna Nama Prajalpaka. Even Krishnaskar Raj Goswami says that unclean people of unclean training, birth, behavior, whatever you call it, become sumanayante, become, they get sumana, they get very nice mind with very nice thoughts, and they speak Krishna Nama all the time. In another place it says they become like a flower, manasa flower. It says something like something bad becomes like a beautiful flower by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So Srila Prabhupada writes, there is a persistent misunderstanding between caste brahmanas and advanced Vaishnavas or Goswamis, because caste brahmanas or smartas are of the opinion that one cannot become a brahmana unless he changes his body. You must die. If you want to become a brahmana or a guru or a Vaishnava or something, you must die and become like us. Well, maybe we'll see. Same as Surushi told Dhruva. Yeah? Oh, you cannot sit on the father's lap. You must die and become born of me. Then maybe we'll see. Go worship the Lord. It's good. You're worshiping the Lord. Very nice, very nice. You go worship more. Then die and then fast till death. Come, take birth from me. He goes to the mother. Mother says, yeah, she's right. You worship the Lord. So will I have to die? He says, no, you don't have to die. God can give everything immediately. It's all powerful. As we have discussed several times, it is to be understood that by the supremely powerful potency of the Lord, as described by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, everything is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as fully independent as Krishna. Therefore, no one can interfere with his activities. If he wants, by his mercy, he can convert even a yavana, an unclean follower of non-Vedic principles, into a perfectly well-behaved gentleman. Into a perfectly well-behaved gentleman. Yeah. So yavana eats meat, and then the same person becomes a devotee, and he will not even touch anything with meat. He will not even enter in bad places. So he becomes very, very, very clean, right? Even becoming very careful to avoid anything contaminated. All right, so well-behaved gentleman. This is actually happening in our propagation of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. The members of the present Krishna Consciousness Movement were not born in India, nor do they belong to the Vedic culture, but within the short time of 4 or 5 years, So Prabhupada is writing this in 71, 72, right? Chaitanya Charitamrita. And most joined just around 67, 68. Some joined 65, 66. Very few. Yeah, but Prabhupada says that we see in short time, 4 or 5 years, they have become such wonderful devotees simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, that even in India they are well received as perfectly well behaved Vaishnavas wherever they go. Although less intelligent man cannot understand it, this is the special power of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the body of a Krishna conscious person changes in many ways. You should go check, right? I changed it in many ways. Even in the United States, when our devotees chant on the street, American ladies and gentlemen inquire from them whether they are actually Americans, because no one could expect Americans to become such nice devotees all of a sudden. Of course, when we were going on Harinam in 90 in Ukraine, people were stopping and, you know, in Doti, they saying, "Are you from a flying saucer or something?" They didn't know India. They asked, "Are you extraterrestrial aliens? What are you doing?" But then you can see they start doing some of the same things. In one Christian church near our temple, actually in Zurich, we have Rathayatras. So then the priest, he came to some Rathayatras, and then he said, "Oh, you know what? 100 years ago we also had something similar." So then he started also taking some statue, I think Mother Mary, or I don't know exactly who, and going on some procession, inviting also devotees. "Please come to ours, we will do the same as you, so please come." And so, it's good. It's a proper way to proceed, chanting the whole names together. Even Christian priests are greatly surprised that all these boys from Jewish and Christian families have joined this Krishna consciousness movement. Before joining, they never regarded any principles of religion seriously, but now they have become sincere devotees of the Lord. Everywhere people express this astonishment, and we take great pride in the transcendental behavior of our students. So, dear students of Srila Prabhupada, give transcendental pride to Srila Prabhupada by your transcendental behavior. Before I go to principles, Ekadashi, what else? Chanting Hare Krishna. And a gentleman or a lady is gentle also. Such wonders are possible, however, only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not ordinary or mundane. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one of the first great reformers and revolutionaries. 2 years ago, yes, we had Martin Luther's 500th birth, right? So that's after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, not that we fully agree with Martin Luther, but he had some valid reasons to actually criticize, as was accepted even by Catholic Church. So there was Reformation, and then there was a Counter-Reformation. So he had valid reasons to criticize. There were definitely a lot of things that Catholic Church itself accepted. Yeah, they were wrong. They had to be corrected. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before him, and he started this in India. He also was condemning the caste Varnashrama, so-called Varnashrama, caste rigid rules, and he, by his behavior, He even started the first non-violent resistance movement. It was still looking quite scary to the ruler Qazi. He thought they're gonna burn me. But in fact, they didn't hurt. They didn't kill a single person, or didn't hurt even a single person. They did hurt the garden, though, as far as I remember. The garden was slightly trampled, or fully trampled, as you read here. But yeah, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led even that. Because why? Because he banned the chanting of Hare Krishna. He banned the Sankirtan movement. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the revolutionary, the classic revolutionary. Some people think we are conservative. I mean, people oftentimes are quite bewildered about what we are. Are we liberal? Are we conservative? So, because usually, who joins? The liberals. Because we were against the classic culture of our, you know, childhood, where we saw, oh, this is strange, this is also strange, and this is hypocritical. So we go away from this, and then we join, and then we become super conservative. All of a sudden. But anyway, so you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to recover the essence of religion. Recover the essence of religion. Because religion tends to become... Actually, today, I was just thinking how we are very special. Yeah, when you in Pramadvani, you said... Iskon Guru Vartmana, Iskon Vartmana Guru Kijai. I thought that I just thought that for 50 years we have managed to keep the organization that promotes transcendence, which is very complicated, because as soon as you have organization, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself says that organization tends to turn things into just dead laws. Dead, I mean, maybe they started as living laws, as something to promote spiritual life, but after a short time they degrade into some dead rules used to, exploited just for hierarchy, power, whatever, you know, some whatever material things can be there. So the fact that for 50 years our ecclesiastical structure still promotes transcendence, and still anybody who joins can advance in spiritual transcendental realization and achieve freedom from material rules and conditioning also rules. So that's very remarkable, and you should work to keep it this way, and that means that we need to have real spiritual experience. We need real spiritual experience and understanding. So real spiritual experience you get through chanting, through the holy names, through your japa, through your service. Obviously, when you go out to distribute books, you have no choice but get a real spiritual experience. You either get a real spiritual experience, or you you are fried or something by going deeply into these stories from Shastra to understand that each one of us is not the body. Each one of us is spirit, and each one of us is the eternal dancing, singing spark of joy, invited by Krishna back to join his dance, as Prabhupada says. The meaning of life is to join Krishna's dance. Rasa Lila. Prabhupada writes in Ishopanishad, in one of the most introductory books. Dear dancing joyful sparks of Krishna's spirit, Hare Krishna, who are sitting in trance, hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the last chapter of Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. we have some summaries of few remaining stories. Adilila basically recapitulates some stories from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So therefore, most of the stories here are just mentioned, not the full story, just list, because they are already described by Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, no need to repeat. It's already described. Some stories he expands or describes differently, like the astrologer story he gives, one of my favorite stories, about the astrologer, which is very intriguing to many devotees for the first 10 years, maybe 15 years of Krishna consciousness. Then you know yourself enough. What new can I learn, you know? I know I'm a rascal. I know I have a very bright future, somewhere in the future. What else is there to learn? In fact, whenever a person goes to an astrologer, the astrologer knows. It's one of the three things. He lost money, he lost job, he lost a partner. So he's in trouble. He just sees which trouble he's in. All three, okay. And then... health also, yes, health. When will I die? When will I die? I once went to one Vrindavan mystic to translate for a big, long, huge car of devotees. Mm-hmm. 10 devotees in a car. So in the end, they asked this, they asked that. I also asked, oh, how about my sister? Okay. How about my father and mother? Okay, like this. Okay. Then I said, and how will I live? How long will I live? And they, ha ha ha. I said, why are you laughing? They said, ha ha ha. This is in Krishna's hands. What a stupid question. You're Krishna's devotee, so it's in Krishna's hands. That's an illegal question. We don't know. When Krishna decides, then you die. It's beyond the ordinary rules. Okay. Jai Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai. So also you can see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, it's described how he visited an astrologer to ask what was my past life. It was very funny. He visited everybody. You know, he went to the tailor, not to the tailor, to the clothes merchant. Not tailor, clothes merchant. And then he gave him the best clothes. Then he visited the perfumer. And he gave him the best oils, aromatic oils. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, is asking, how much should I pay you? And the perfumer acts insulted. He says, what? What are you telling? Why are you asking this? You take it, and if tomorrow, after you take bath, the smell is still there and you like it, then you come and give whatever you want. Then people are also oftentimes in India like this. Sometimes, I know, come out to buy fruits on a cart. Okay, there are some people whom you know. Like I'm going to the shop near the temple, and I see he has amalaki. So I take a few amalakis, and I say, how much for this? And he says, what is this? You're asking like if it's not your shop. You give or not give what you want. You don't ask me, price. What is this? You're coming here every week and you're asking me for the price. What do you want? You give? Come on, you're taking a few amlas, Why are you asking for price? And some other shops, I come and I say, oh, I don't have money. He says, why are you talking about money? What is this? You bring when you can. Come, bring tomorrow. I say, tomorrow I'm not coming. Next week, next month, bring when you can. Same in, even you go out on the carts, you know, they move. These people at least know me, but these fruit sellers, they don't know me. So I say, no, you know, forgot to take the money. He said, yeah, bring tomorrow. How will you know, what if I don't find you? Oh, Krishna will arrange. So just take. And Krishna will arrange. But of course, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's case, this was quite different. They actually were attracted, because, like, for example, he goes to the florist, and he gives him the best garland. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, how much does it cost? And he says, no cost. He says, why? He says, because God in my heart tells me to give it to you for free. And a few others, of course, are very inspired just to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually the most attractive personality in all the universes. So he goes around Navadvip visiting different personalities, and it's very interesting how it works, how the jiva meets their eternal lord and how they are inspired. And there was this astrologer, so he goes to the astrologer and he says, I heard you are a good astrologer. The astrologer, Ardine Jyotish Sarvagya Eka Aila. This was all knowing. Tahare Samana Kori Prabhu Prashna Koila. So he knew Prabhupada writes past, present and future. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, Ke Achilun Ami Purva Jammaka Hogani Ganita Lagila Sarvagya Prabhu Bhakya Suni. So he's saying, please tell me who I was in my previous birth. Please tell me by your astrological computations. Hearing the words of the Lord, the astrologer immediately began to calculate. We have the exact position of each planet in Chaitanya Charitamrita listed. You know the exact time, but even the positions are given. Each planet, each which is where. Because classically everybody was educated in some basics of astrology, at least for choosing good times for different things. Even today in India they know something about when which star, which day is good for what, to do different things. So so he calculated, then he meditated, and then he saw the greatly effulgent body of the Lord, which is resting place of the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the same absolute truth, the supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, the astrologer was confused. Struck with wonder, the astrologer remained silent, unable to speak. But when the Lord again put the question before him, he replied as follows. My dear sir, in your previous birth, you were the shelter of all creation, the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all opulences. You are now the same personality of Godhead that you were in your previous birth. Your identity is inconceivable eternal happiness. Durvigyeya Nityananda Tomara Sorup. When the astrologer was speaking so highly of him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and began to smile. Hasi. My dear sir, he said, I think you do not know very clearly what I was. For I know that in my previous birth I was a cowherd boy. I know for sure. many stories are there.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Cowherd Boy, very merciful ki jai.
Supreme Personality of Godhead, best of the Brahmanas, coming to turn unclean into clean, ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Nidai Gaur Pramanande Hari.
Any comments, questions, points here? In between time, it's still the non-existent hour.
All clear, huh?
Mahaprabhu Guru always has a question. Yes.
3, 4, 5, 6.
This topic. Should I relate to this topic?
Yeah.
But this topic that even Yavanas can take to this process is so liberal. But sometimes we see, like you mentioned the example I also found this morning on Facebook, that when you sit in a car, all who are slow are idiots and all who are fast are maniacs. Yeah, just like Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
So somehow when you sit in a car, your mentality changes to be able to see things in this perspective, idiots, maniacs, and different things. So sometimes it also happens when we join some organized worship of Krishna, our mentality changes in this way, like we become very judgmental to other devotees.
Mm.
And this kind of car effect, no?
Yes.
We become very uniformed, very like hard on rules, and we like in some military camp, you know, military camp, they wear uniforms, they salute the flag, they obey orders, but they forget all the other things, like sometimes they negate emotions and human needs. So my question is how to balance these things. We are humans, but then sitting in a car we see idiots and maniacs. So it appears we need to have both perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. There is one very interesting seminar by Ravindra Sarup Prabhu. He gave it many years ago, called Cure of Souls in Vaishnava Communities, where he describes that in every community where there are any kind of rules, there will be some problems. Because we see that we have an ideal, there's some high ideal, and that's true for any and every community. There is some ideal, and then we see that I am not on the level of that ideal. So then there will be some defensive reaction, and it can be tamasic, can be rajasic, can be sattvic. So tamasic means to deny my problem, to attack others, and to find how my superior, because of some small detail, I'm doing right.
Yes, my tilak is perfect, or my, or I don't know, some small detail I'm doing well, you know, and so I go around preaching, this detail is so important, you are doing this detail wrong. Punctiliousness, they call it. Punctiliousness. I don't even know how it's translated. Punctiliousness. It's even in English, not everybody knows this word. This seminar is actually still there for download. Let me see. Where is it? Still available. Oh, yes. It shows that Italian is exactly the same. Punctiliosamente. Punctiliosamente. Well, let me find Slovenian. Natančno. This is not. it's criticizing for some small details, small points. Anyway, that's the idea. So, kako? Lahkocepstvo. Dlakocepstvo, okay.
When Jesus said
the hair splitting, yeah, hair, okay, dlakocepstvo, okay, yeah, good. Another one is creating my own group where I can say we are bad, we are good, everybody else is bad. So it's a whole, you know, it's a very nice study, big study about this dynamic in any spiritual, how shall we say, community, in any community which has high ideals or principles. So then he says it's a defense, because we feel we are not so good, so we attack, so we try to attack somehow or other. So then his solution is Namabhas. Harindra Sarup was offering that when we chant with at least the smallest endeavor, meaning Namaparat turns into offensive name turns into clearing, you can turn offensive name into clearing name in 1 second. When you at least try, right? And you can start trying in 1 second. And the simplest way is to at least try to be attentive. It's the simplest way to start trying something. Of course, there is other things. More important is relationships with others, well-being, a well-wisher, kind, respectful, and so forth. But this is one thing you can start in 1 second. Respecting and wishing well, also you can start in 1 second, to at least trying inside. Although then some people criticized him, saying, no, Namabhas is not our method is Shudanam. And Shudanam also is, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can start just, we can buy Shudanam just by Shraddha. So that means I respect Bhakti, pure Bhakti, I respect the goal of pure Bhakti, I respect the process of pure Bhakti, I put my trust in pure Bhakti, and still, I think we will end up anyway with clearing name in the beginning, but at least it moves us to, and from time to time, once in a few years, we'll catch some Shudanam, you know, for by this effort. Plus, according to that cure of Vaishnava souls, cure of souls in Vaishnava communities, he says that we want to look good. So he says what's very important is acceptance. Acceptance, acceptance. When we accept each other, respect each other. Plus, it also, so that means we need to have understanding seniors, kind seniors, who can unblock our situation, because we think I'm hopeless. Yeah, he's good, he's good, she's good, but my problem is hopeless. I have no hope. Well, my situation is very bad. So they sort of can show, no, it's definitely you have hope. They can sort of unblock our hope for us. Having also devotee friends, good devotees who are friends and with whom we talk about Krishna. So that's very, very important. And in this same, so that will also help us, instead of being scared of the obstacles in the heart, and that creates this blindness. You know, when I'm scared, I'm hiding from this blindness. I'm hiding from this. But it helps us accept, yeah, it's there, and work through this. So whatever obstacles can be there in us. So I think that one of the great gifts given to us in our sampradaya are the prayers by Raghunath Das Goswami Manakshiksha, preaching to the mind, where he takes all these dirty little secrets we have and he shows how to purify them. He does not reject, because how does neophyte try to control the mind? As neophyte, I try to kill the mind, stop the mind. Stop it! Don't exist! This should not exist. But, Prabhupada says it doesn't work like this. You cannot kill it. And in fact, the more I fight with these anarthas, the more attention I'm giving, the more energy I'm giving, and the more they grow, these strange, weird things in the heart. So therefore, the idea is not to kill them. The idea is to say, yes, they are, but I'm serving Krishna no matter what. No matter what, I will always serve Krishna. Doesn't matter, even if I'm a demon. Okay, my heart is demoniac. Okay, my mind is demoniac.